keenly aware.
So the bill does a couple of things. It makes the process logistically easier.
We expanded where someone could apply for a delayed birth certificate. It was,
but it also outlines punishments for the parents. So in the case of Faith, right, if she asks her parents for documentation and they refuse,
then that's punishable by up to a year in jail and up to $4,000 of a fine or a combination of both.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I know there are four witnesses here who want to testify on this bill.
And they held this hearing to kind of weigh the various sides.
Hi, I'm Alicia Southworth, live in Georgetown, Texas, and I'm...
And so Faith and her aunt and her grandma all went to testify.
Faith is my granddaughter and my namesake. I was in the room the day she was born. Unfortunately, that is not enough.
Her grandma filled in the state reps on what they've been doing the last 6 months.
We went to the DPS to get her a driver's license, and they said no. They said, go to the Social Security people. The Social Security people said no. Go to the voter registration people.
All the meetings and dead ends and rejections.
Said, no, go to the DPS. We were stuck in a do loop. Well, I wasn't going to quit there. For goodness sake, she's a Texan. So Marsha Farney has offered us our only hope we have had since this started. I urge you to pass this bill, take Faith out of limbo, and give her the life she desires.
My view was, just like we would not allow a parent to physically handicap a child, we should not allow a parent to handicap a child where they can't operate and function in society.
She is truly, although you've seen her standing here, a non-person. She could walk off the face of the earth, and legally nobody would know she was gone.
I think the bill's a little misguided.
That's James Pennington, Faith's dad. He came out to the hearing and ended up on the Fox 7 newscast, and unfortunately, this is the only bit of tape we have of him.
I think it provides some pretty draconian penalties for a process that's already there.
There are six other children.
It does seem a little... I think I don't disagree with that. I mean, does the state of Texas want to start putting parents in jail?
Well, the bill gives the judge some leeway based on what the circumstances are for the parents. But we felt there was a need for some teeth to this bill.
And it turns out that the Texas State House and State Senate agreed.
So we were able to get it through the House and the Senate.
The bill ended up passing. Republicans voted for it. Democrats voted for it. There was actually only one no vote. But the next time Marsha Farney was up for re-election, she actually lost in the primaries. And according to the Texas Observer, who actually did a really nice podcast of Faith's story, there's this lobbying group called the Texas Homeschool Coalition who donated a bunch of money to Farney's primary opponent.
It was parental revenge, I guess. Okay. But then what? So where does that leave Faith, though?
Well, because of the bill, Faith was able to take her case to a different court, a higher court. And it seems like the bill allowed the judge to consider different kinds of evidence. So in the end, Faith was able to use an old orthodontist record and a piece of paper from her uncle, a doctor, who had treated her toe back when she was a kid. And in just a couple weeks...
This is the birth certificate. Sometimes I just take it out and look at it, sometimes randomly. I know it's so dumb. It's like, it's your birth certificate. Every person has one. But I'm like, I have one too.
Can you read it to me a little bit? Like, what information is on here?
It has my name at the top, and it has, like, my description, my sex, where I was born... The county. Just
what county does it say you were born in?
Harris County. I was born in Houston.
I'm hoping that the physical papers can, like, mirror the emotional thing that she's going through. Because I feel like it's like as she's getting the papers, she's appearing. So that by the time she gets that last one, she will know who she is. And then she will be that person, whoever that is. She's working so hard for it. I'm hoping that just that will have developed in her something, that she feels like it's more than a piece of paper, you know?
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
So now Faith, she was actually able to get a driver's license, but she still doesn't have her Social Security number, which means she can't get a real job. She can't open up a bank account. She's still really...
She can't vote yet, right?
She can vote, but she can't get health insurance. She might not be able to go to college. So... I don't know what's going to happen to her.
I remember asking her this question, like, when this is all over, do you know who you're going to be? You know, because now this is who you are. You're the girl with no identity. And she was a little concerned that she wouldn't know who she was going to be.
If your aunt asked you that same question again, like, who do you think you are now? Who do you think you are? No. How would you answer that now?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like me. Like, I'm just Faith.